listeners knew the abuse I took off air.
Give me a break.
You have a violin back there, Mike, that we can play.
A tiny one. A little. Tiny.
Hank 3, get that violin.
Man, oh man, alive.
Good.
So, what I was saying is y'all need to get your February or March utility electric bill and frame it, because it represents how much your electricity is going to cost when you're not heating or air conditioning. The weather has been perfect. Most of you have had your systems completely turned off. You need to know what your base load is so you'll be able to determine anything you're going to do from that point forward to save money on your electric bill when people advertise, we're going to cut your bill by 40%. You can wave this little thing in front of their face and say, even this? You can't save 40%, okay? So it's ongoing mission to save you from the marketing and misleading advertising many pieces of equipment that are supposed to be bolted or installed in your house or sprayed, get it sprayed in your house. You know what I'm talking about? How much money they aren't going to be able to save you. Frame your electric bill.
That's okay, your base load.
It is this last 30 days. If you've had your air conditioner heat completely turned off, you've got to know what your base load is, or you cannot make a credible decision about any other thing about your house.
So yours was $80 as your base load.
What was it, Jennifer?
It was $78.10.
I mean, it has never even come close to that.
Never.
So July, it's probably going to be $350, $400,
$5,000.
Only because he keeps the house like an ice cave.
Yeah. Our summer cooling bill will probably be touching on $300, $325.
So any percent saving, it's going to be on the cooling. Does not get applied to the base load. So when somebody's trying to tell you we're going to save 40%, well, you have to know what 40% of your cooling costs are.
Yeah.
It's going to do nothing for the base load of
you're not going to save
charging
40.
Electronics, turning on the TV.
Good point.
Well, operating your lights.
Right.
Turning on the oven.
All right, we're going to jump to another call.
Let's
now that
do
I'm
it.
Off that soapbox.
Are you done?
Well, I could go on forever.
All right. Well, let's talk bathroom remodeling.
Oh, all right.
Tanya, welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Very super fantastic. How about you?
Great, because I have my help on the line so I can get this bathroom remodel done.
Okay. All right. What are your plans?
Here's the plan. The bathroom has a garden tub that has been used twice in the 12 years I've been here.
That's more than most garden tubs are ever used.
One time was for the dog, so it really doesn't count. I have a 4x4 foot glass block window that's above the tub. There's cracking in the grout lines. The bottom seal plate I can see coming through. I can see some rust on it. I have a shower that's about 3.25 by 3 foot shower. So my dilemma is I would like to take out that tub, put in a very nice spa shower, but have the head of the shower being on the end where the glass block is so I can make it a walk-in. But that glass block is worrying me about being watertight with the rust on there. What do I do, guys?
Well, what part of Arizona are you in?
Ahwatukee.
You're in Ahwatukee. Okay. All of what you're talking about can be done. Okay, there isn't any problem. We won't know the water tightness of that glass block probably without a job site investigation. I would encourage you. I don't know anybody that does master bath remodels much more competitive than a company called Rebath. They've got a showroom at Baseline and Dobson. I would tell you to run over there and take a look at what they can do for you. They're great people. There's also a showroom at 75th Avenue and Bell. There's a showroom in Tucson at Speedway and Alvernon. So we have a great relationship with them. Their capacity for handling bathroom remodels has expanded greatly in the last decade. I couldn't encourage you more to get to their showroom and start there. All of what you're talking about can get done. And I don't know what it is about master bath remodels, but I'll bet you since January 1st, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say we've gotten 30 to 40 phone calls about people wanting to do their master bath remodel. And you know what it is? These are all people that wanted to remodel back in September of 08. And then we had this thing called October 08.
That was bad.
And no one has done anything since then. And they have been using that bathroom for the last 5 years, aggravated that nothing has been done. And they're getting tired of waiting. And I'll tell you what, I've been saying this for 4 or 5 years. All the economy needs is a tablespoon of confidence. I just wish we could find somebody that would deliver that. And we're going to see a pent-up demand of people who have been waiting to do something hit us. And we're going to be rolled over. We will not have the tradesmen or the contractors able to keep up with the load. It's going to be unbelievable.
Which opens the door for a lot of scams.
A lot of
people that are trying to get something done in a pinch. And here's this guy. He promised he could finish it on time if we paid up front. Well. Yeah.
So tell your friends about us.
Tanya, I hope that helps. And again, you are not alone. Master Bath Remodels are by far and away the number one remodeling project we're seeing requested at the office and on the website and here on the show every single day.
From bathtubs to rooftops, let's bring Ray into the conversation and talk flat roofing. Welcome, Ray.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I had a question about a flat roof. Unfortunately, I have one.
Okay.
And it's quite old. It's been up there for over 20 years. But I've been nursing it and taking care of it and coating it and doing everything you're supposed to do. In fact, I have Tytec on it, which is like a nylon.
Yeah.
And I think I got everything solved up there, and it's still pretty firm and in good shape. But I talked to a couple of different roofers, and I've heard it both ways about foam. Whether to take the old roof off or just foam over the old one.
Okay. That really is a case-by-case decision. We really have to get out there, take a look at what you've got down, how it impacts and relates to the T-tops and the vent stacks that are penetrating the roof. How well is it adhered to the original roof deck? Do we have any delaminating bubbles? Foam can go over practically anything. I mean, you could foam your Corvette if you wanted it.
If you've ever seen the jeans of a foam applicator, you know they stick.
Yeah, the
foam shoes. Sticks.
Foam can stick to anything. And we just have to know that the subsurface is still completely, the integrity of its adhesion to the roof deck is good. And then you want to make sure that it's fairly level because you don't want to spend a lot of time or extra money applying a lot of foam correcting dips and weaves and humps and bumps in the old material. But it can go down over anything. Let's just make sure the integrity of what we're putting it on is good. And that really is just a case-by-case investigation.
Taking a look at our digital newsroom, Brenda wrote in with an interesting question that we've covered a few times. She wants to know about window security and protecting against break-ins. Should I do the iron bar? Should I do security screens? What are some of the options? Well, we generally speaking try and keep people away from putting bars on your window.
Yeah.
For resale value, it just screams. I've been robbed.
You'll be safe inside. Just don't go in the yard.
Yeah. So for aesthetics and resale value.
And the fire department hates them.
They do. And most fire trucks have special devices that are designed to break those bars off so they can smash in your windows and get inside. The security screens, they are just a metal screen. Is very tight wove, very high density. It's not high enough to get any kind of tool or cutting device in there.
And they can be wired to your security system. So should they be cut or removed, bing, your alarm goes off.
Cleaning nightmare. If you've ever had to clean a regular sunscreen, this is even worse. And you can't take it off and take it somewhere to scrub it or redo it. So it can have a dirty look. I personally really like the security laminates. They apply to the inside of your glass, and if you've ever seen the demonstrations and the blast control that they put these things through, they're bulletproof, they're small bomb proof, they're definitely sledgehammer proof. Look at the security laminates, and it's
like a window film that's applied to the inside of your window,
and is just whatever they've done or developed it, it's tough as nails. So
it is.
I would encourage you to look at that before anything else. But all of those options are, you know, will make your home harder to break into.
Very good. Go
for the resale value and look at those laminates.
Sans the bars.
Ron wrote in and just wanted to take time. You know, when somebody does a good job, you know, you don't hear about it. When somebody does a bad job, you know, they tell 10 people.
Yep.
So, but Ron took time to write in and say, I used Adobe Painting and they were spectacular. Their crews, their estimators, the owners, the work, the finished product, our paint job looks incredible. Thank you. So, thank you, Ron, because
we have
a lot of people don't take time to share the gratitude.
We have some fabulous painters in our network from Tucson to Prescott. Absolutely, some great mm-hmm. painters.
Heather wrote in and she wants to know how to join Rosie on the House. Mom, you want to talk about your screening process?
As a contractor. Yes. It's pretty extensive. You have to like a little bit of paperwork. We check out past customers through a company called Guild Quality, and it's really great. It's a great tool for the contractor as well as for us to see how they're doing with their customers. We check banks and supply creditors, and we check peers in the industry, ROC, just the basic stuff anybody would do, BBB, ROC.
Generally speaking, for an industry that's been around a long time, air conditioning, plumbing, landscaping, 5 years in business in the state, register a contractor's license, BBB insured, you know, are just the basics.
Those are basics you could even do yourself, but we go a lot deeper.
There are occasions we'll make an exception for the five-year rule if it's somebody we've worked with a long time or if it's a new industry. I know when energy audits came out, you know, if we waited for 5 years, we would just now start talking about energy audits. And just think about how much money people have saved from those energy audits in the past 3 years we've been promoting it. So,
well, and the biggest difference – go ahead. The biggest thing that we do is we require that they comply with a complaint resolution. So if there's ever any trouble with the customer, that they agree that it has to be resolved through us. So, so you never get stuck.
That's how our referral network stands out above all the rest, because you use the other referral networks and you have a problem, you're stuck. They all have disclaimers on the website that, look, we've done the best we can. If you're not happy, there's nothing we can do. Don't call us. Call the contractor.
Well, that's why we screen so hard, because we don't have to get too many phone calls, and we really don't, because we have great people.
We have one contractor in Tucson that has spent 9 months in the screening process. And it's because it's an industry I'm not very familiar with, and I know more about that industry now than I ever cared to know in my life. But I'm checking it from all 360 degrees, and she's been very patient. She's been very good about it, but she wants to know, when can she get in?
Well, we do look out for our homeowners.
All right, more after this.